for Tracy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning. How's everybody today? All right. Well, New Year tomorrow. Got some resolutions? We got a few. This is a time to make a change. We were talking about it the other day. And, new year, new beginning. That's when we decide to make resolutions. So what I've been thinking about is choose God this year. You know, we want to change. We want to make a difference. We want to change for God. And a lot of times this world will pull us away. Me and Val were talking about it. You know, we got pulled away a lot this year, fixing a house, selling it, you know, moving, a lot of things like that. So I've been thinking about things to change in my own personal life. This is my life, not family or anything like that. And I think this is a good thing to talk about to you guys, because maybe there's changes in your lives that we can make. But I want to choose to pray instead of watching a movie. You know, we can sit down, sacrifice our own time. I got a half an hour ride to work. It's easy for me to pray when I'm driving to work. Simple. You know, there's nothing going on. But do I sacrifice my own time at home? And famous scripture that is, you don't have to turn there, I'll just read it, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. I think most of you know that one. And my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their evil ways, or not necessarily evil, but my own will way, my way, then I will hear from them, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Now, I forgot to say something. I'm assuming everybody's here not actively sinning, so I'm trying to jump off from there and go into a little deeper with God here. And this is one of them. We can choose to sit down and pray instead of watching a movie or doing something that we want to do. And this was kind of prompted from our meeting last week, our leadership meeting. We wanted to start praying more for our church and direction of our church. Choose reading the Word instead of, in my case, reading Facebook. One change that I had to make, and I've been struggling with quite a while, was taking all my news feeds off my Facebook page. It was terrible. I had them all. I'm a natural conservative, so I had all the conservative stuff out there. And I'd go on Facebook, and I'd probably have 10 news feeds before I got into a friend's post or something like that. So, you know, I'm going through this, and you're bombarded out in the world with all the other news. So, you know, I figured, well, this is my way to get my news. But it was taking a lot of my productive time with God, with my life. I mean, instead of doing that, I could look at videos about basketball. My son's in basketball. I don't know much about basketball. So I want to learn more about that. I can do that kind of stuff. Or I'm in my job. I can learn a lot about my job off watching videos or learning more about that stuff. So the stuff distracts you, your productive time that you can be doing something that produces something. Redeemable time is what I call it. You redeem your time with what you're doing. And a good scripture is, another famous one, is Hosea 4:6. And most of you know this one too. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we can get into the Word. This is where our knowledge comes from. The Word, the Holy Spirit, we can read that. So I want to make some changes in the morning when I get up in the morning, like about half an hour before I go to work. Well, what I used to do, again, Facebook, look at all my news feeds. Well, I took them all off there. They're all gone. I don't get into that. Now I got some extra time. So I'm going to try and start a devotional, read through the Bible in a year, which takes probably 20 minutes to read that, and then I can reflect on it on the way to work. Another thing that just came to me was worship. You know, we can worship God, connect to God, praise and worship, listen to more music. There's all kinds of things that we can do. We can dedicate time, and it's not going to take your whole day. You know, just little things like that. And those are changes that I've started to make and I want to start making. But I'm a realist, too. We need to have balance. There's going to be a balance between what we do in the world and take time for God. So we need to take more time for God. And I think if we do that, we will see the great scene in 2018. We will see things move and develop in our church, in our city, county, state, the world, if we can all come together and if we can dedicate our lives personally, all of us can do this and make some changes. These things will develop and we'll see great things. The great scene in 2018, I think it's going to be a great year. If we can just develop some of these things and dedicate our time to the Lord and the things that he just tells us to do. You know, worship him, pray. If we have a concern, pray. Don't fret about it. Don't stress about it. Pray. I do that a lot. I got problems at work. I pray about it. And a lot of times the answers come. You know, I don't know. And we can do that with our church, city, and our communities where we're at. So thank you and have a great New Year's.
Hallelujah. Just a little bit here. We'll wait on you for your tithes and offerings. Maybe while you're preparing for that, I know Jan wanted to share a little.